Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2007. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 408 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner. We have a slight change in schedule this afternoon. Originally scheduled at this time was aspect orientation for mashups using OpenESB. We're going to do a little swap. We're going to have Tien-Tien Lee present NetBeans tools for developing OSB composite applications. We will have us, the originally scheduled presentation will occur now at 3:30 p.m. this afternoon. So come back for that.
Okay.
The next presentation, this presentation will be NetBeans tools for developing OSB composite applications featuring Tien-Tien Lee.
Okay, thank you for coming. If you're looking for aspect-oriented design, you're going to get NetBeans tool for OpenESB. Sorry for the time. Actually, Gopalan is here, but anyway, this is my name, and in this talk, we're going to introduce you some of the available tools on the NetBeans platform you can use to develop OpenESB composite applications. Okay, and this is the short agenda of the talk, and we have a short introduction, and we're going to go over some NetBeans tools, design time, and some runtime tools, and also if you're interested in developing the BC and SE, we have some tools in the NetBeans platform also, you can try them out. And this is URL, and one more thing, the view graph is posted on the Java.net site, so you want to get a slice, you can go there, download them. Okay, and this is URL of the OpenESB, which show basically the overall architecture of what OpenESB is. It's more general than ESB, and the idea is you can plug in components to assemble application and run them. Okay, it's a very plug and play type of platform, and for enterprise applications. And we have many components, and this is a list of components. Right now, 30, 40 of them, and they do binding components for talking other type of the transports, for example, HTTP, or other type of data source, like HL7 or SAP. You can get those data in from a corporate environment and using the engine to do transformation or processing on those data. And this is the URL, you can go there, take a look. The number probably growing every day. Okay, this is a graphical view of the architecture. And we have, in this side is the design time. And in the design time, basically, you're doing your design using various data components. For example, you're doing the BPO, business process execution language, for your data flow. And we have an editor for those. You can design them. And once you design those, your business data object is assembled into the service unit. That's a component project, which you, for example, you might have a BPO project, XSLT project. You take your component project and assemble it into what we so-called composite application. In the composite application, you can deploy into the JVI runtime and run in there. For each component project, you basically generate a service unit, and a composite application itself is a service assembly, and the service assembly has the wiring of the service unit. When they deploy into the runtime, each individual service unit drop into the container for that type of service unit. In this case, you may have SOAP, you may have a BIPO, you may have XSLT, and they all drop in that container and runs as an application. Okay? We're going to go over some of those in detail. And first, we're going to introduce you to the NetBeans editors. And this is the first layer. And you download NetBeans, download that including the enterprise pack, which have all the editor we for the business data objects. Okay, I'm gonna switch over to a short demo. Okay. Okay, you probably don't have time to do all of them also. I'm just going to show you what you can create. In here, we have a composite application. Inside, if I say new, okay, NetBeans is a pluggable architecture. Depending on the component you have plugged in, it will show up. In this case, we have various types of the service-oriented SOA component in here. We have COBOL copybooks. That's probably something your father do. Okay, not you doing, but it's still in using today. We have something called event processor. That basically is an event-driven processor, and basically you can wire up like data flow, and which will drive different kind of event. We do COBOL. You can do IDL. You can do LDAP and SQL script, and also XSLT, WSDL, and any kind of business data processing, depending what you need. Okay, if you click on any one of those, say we want to do a. In this case, let me go to XML and. Say I want to create a whistle. That's one of the type of the object we take. Okay, give it a name. And just say next. It's very easy to create a whistle. Okay, you don't really need to understand the whistle syntax. There's a few wizards help you go through. In this case, they say you want to do what kind of processing you want to do, request replies, or you want to do the input only, or any different kind of type of whistle you want to create. And the default parameter right here, and populate with the default XSL type. Okay. And you just using the default, say, okay, next. And you have a different kind of transport binding you want to use. You can use in SOAP, or you can use anything else we can provide here as like SAP, or SMTP, or any type of the transport you want to use. You can select this one, I keep on the SOAP. And you can change some option. It says the finish. And it will generate a whistle for you. This is the whistle it generates. Okay, you can take a look at the source of the whistle, and this is the code I'll generate. It didn't do any single line of typing, just goes through the wizard, everything generated for you. Okay, you can do the same thing for other type editor, so this will help you create different kind of data object. Okay, let me go back to slides again. Okay, next one. Once you create your data object, okay, and you next thing is building up your project. You have your service unit project and the composite application project. We're using NetBeans project system for you to create those very easily. And okay, let me go back to the demo again. Okay, this is the NetBeans. We were there before. And if say I want to create a new project, you just say new project. So in this case, instead of the data object, now you're creating the project, okay? In this case, there are different kind of project we have. We have the aspect module. If you come later, you can see Gopalan present that. And we have a BPL subunit project, ETL. ETL is a database type application. And we have XSLT. For example, if I want to create an XSLT module, I just say XSLT, next. And this will automatically go bring you through the wizard to create the XSLT project. And easy say finish. Okay, now you have an XSLT project created. Right now it's empty. We can create some XSL function in there and to do some work. Okay, this is a project system. Okay. And we have some time, so let me create XSL. I already have one here. Okay, there are some WSDL in there. You want the? I can show you how to create a new XSL service. Basically, this will be a service component you create and which can be deployed into the XSLT engine, run it, okay? If I say this, I can pick up the whistle in the project. In this case, say we pick this one whistle, say next, and using the default name, voila, it pop up the XSLT editor. And it's a very simple GUI. You can drag and drop the different data type and to create a service. Right now, I just take an input and put it in the output. Okay, straightforward. And save this. That's your project. Okay. Okay, we just covered the project system. Let's go back. Jump too fast. Okay. Next, once you've done your project, okay, you can build your project to deploy, make a run on the JBI OpenESP runtime. Okay. All you have to do, the project system will generate this and disassemble. I'll take you a quick demo to go through the deployment and run process. Okay. Okay, let's go to the demo. Okay. Sorry, I wasn't ready, so we need to spend about some time to bring up the app server, application server, which the OpenESP is embedded in. When the computer is doing that, let me go to view graph, just show you. We have two things. This is a project you created. Okay, in there is a simple demo project called Synchronous Echo. Basically, you type something in, it echoes back. This project, if you say deploy, you are going to the runtime. In this case is the GlassFish version 2.0. And the deploys, the project will create a service assembly. If you remember the picture I show you, that's the service assembly. Okay, let me see where the GlassFish is up. It's still going. Okay, once you deploy into service assembly, and you can do is you can run the test case. Okay, the test case is auto-generated. This is a SOAP tester, so you will run through the tester and basically will invoke the service assembly deploying the GlassFish and echo it back and get output value and compare the input to the output to see whether you got the right one. Okay, app server started. That's what I show you here. And right now the service assembly is empty. I have nothing in there. I can deploy this simple application. Now I say deploy. It takes 10, 15 seconds. You should start building and deploy it. It's building right now. And going to app server. Come on. It deployed the second component. Okay. When it's deploying, I can show you something, see how the program actually looks like. Okay. This is the program we just deployed. It's a BPL process. We just take an input, okay, and from a SOAP, in this case, even more, you take another input from the file binding. You can actually using the local file system as your input source to this BPL process. So you can process batch file in addition to the SOAP over the wire. Okay, now it's successful to deploy. If I go to runtime tab, refresh this, voila, this is where the application is. Deploy in there. Inside it should have a couple components. Those are service unit I showed you earlier. Okay, those are service unit deploying the app server. Okay, you want to test it? You can go back, run the test. This one. Okay, this is a simple test. Okay, this is input, hello world, and the output should be something look like this. So if I run a test, he will run the test case, poke the server, send the input, and check the output, we come back, whether it's the same one, matching your expect output. Here says pass, we got a new test got generated. Okay, this one just come back, take a look. Okay, that's why it generated. So test work, test pass. That's all automatic, it didn't do anything. The system generated for you. Okay, we got probably one more minute, and I'm gonna go with some other two, and those two are for building service engine and binding components. If you are interested in building service engine binding components on the NetBeans, we also have the two. In this case, it's a new project, and it's a JBI component. And here we'll create the project templates, allow you to generate the service engine and binding components. Okay, we got a service engine project. If you open it, that's the project generated. We got a whole bunch of Java code. Those are template for the service engine. Okay, you can look at all those code are auto-generated. This is not much interesting. Let's see the service engine manager. Okay, this is service engine manager. No, this is service engine. This is service engine. I'm going to shut down the app server. The problem is app server took most of the resource, so I just shut it down. And we're probably running out of time. Okay, that's a sales pitch. If you have time to come to the Java 1 presentation tomorrow, we're going to give some detail on how to build composite application using Casa. Okay? And if you are interested in trying these things out, this URL, and you can try them out and download the latest binary, you can test them. And you want more information on Enterprise Pack and NetBeans, that's a NetBeans URL. And if you're interested in OpenESB, the OpenESB place. Okay, thank you for coming. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tenchen, for your presentation on NetBeans tools for developing OpenESB composite applications.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2007 at today.java.net/pub/CT/Java 1 Community Corner, or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.